Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
I can just hear you. That's a bit better. We missed you last week. You're in Queensland celebrating your birthday.
I was. I'm 50 not out, and I had a wow of a time.
So that's yesterday was a big day. So happy birthday for yesterday.
Thank you, Sean, very much.
And we don't mention ages, do we, Joe?
No, we don't.
But we'll say it was a special birthday. That's all we'll say.
Thank you very much.
Now, this is rather appropriate with your birthday because today we can talk about friends, but not so much your friends, doggy friends.
Yes, exactly right. So we're going to do a little bit of a series of quality of life for our dogs. And first thing we're going to talk about is making friends. Now, just like with our kids, we want our kids to have well-balanced friends that, you know, aren't angry and aggressive all the time or aren't shy and retiring all the time. We kind of want that well-rounded, nice and relaxed kind of friend for our dog to be friends with. And it's really important, just like for us, dogs are very social animals, so we need one another. They need us, but they also need their own kind, just like we need our own kind as well. So when we're making friends, there's certain things that we're looking for to make sure it's going well. Now, first, the first superpower that we have is distance. So when we're introducing two new dogs on lead, we want to make sure that we have plenty of distance and we slowly reduce the distance so that they've got time to, you know, suss one another out, consider each other and observe what each other is saying. Now, body language is key. Dogs don't use words like we do. They're very in tune to the body language of other dogs, cats, and also us. So they are, if they were superior in anything to us, it's their ability to read body language, and body language doesn't lie. So the reason for the distance is to give them time to consider the conversation that they're having between themselves and the other dog. When we do slow down and bring that distance a little bit shorter, we do it slowly by slow increments, and we do it based on what the dogs are doing. So we want a respectful approach. We don't want, if the other dog is leaning forward and shifting their body weight forward onto their front two legs, that's not a good indication that things are going to go well. That's quite a dominant, I'm going to be the boss and kind of stance, and that can often create problems. So we want to see really loose bodies. We want their butts to be wiggling. We want their ears to be down. We want to see soft movement. We don't want to see anything that suggests stiffness. Stiffness means I'm not sure about this, I'm not happy, I'm not comfortable in this situation. We don't want to see any staring. Staring and looking at another dog's eyes and intently is not a good indicator at all. So we want to make sure that they're looking at each other and looking away, looking at each other and looking away. When we finally get to say hello, we want to know the energy of the dogs isn't overexcited, or, for example, we can see stiffness and we seem to be off the beaten track a little bit. Neither of those two indicators are healthy indicators. And the reason for, a lot of people will say, oh, my dog's really bouncy, but he's just got the joy of the life and having a great time. And that's true. But if I suddenly ran up to you in a party and just hugged you and you didn't know me from anywhere, that would be quite an intense and intimidating situation.
Joe, that happens to me all the time.
I bet it does. Oh, I can imagine that.
I wish.
So we have to be careful of those kind of high energy interactions. And while we've got a dog on lead, we never want there to be tension on the lead. So if they're pulling right out and we're having to just hold on, that is not a good sign at all. So we want the leads to be loose, and we also don't want them to get tangled while they're saying hello.
That's some great advice. If you're having a problem with your dog, you can drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You'll see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe, and enjoy the rest of your week and a half, 2-week birthday celebration. We'll catch up with you next weekend.